The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today, meet some precious children who live each day threatened by a silent killer. A killer who does not discriminate or show any mercy. Every 6 seconds, a child dies, not because of a war or natural disaster, but as a result of malnutrition. But there is a simple life-saving solution. Find out how to be a part of something bigger than yourself and save a child's life. Next on Life Today.
I want to welcome you to this special program, and I want you to be aware that there's not a challenge, a crisis, or any situation that love does not have an answer for. My wife, Betty, and I welcome you to this special program. I'm James Robison. We have been all over the world, and we have recognized need, and we have seen suffering. And we have found what the power of God's love, when it is released freely, can do, the transforming effect. Not when you just talk about it, but when it's demonstrated in not only word, but in deed. Betty, you and I have joined with Beth Moore, and I really want you to see this because it's real important. We've joined with Beth Moore to talk to people all over the world about God's kingdom in us. Now, I want you to get this. It's really important you understand it. We all know there's a kingdom of heaven that believers and people who know God as Father and who have put their faith in the way to heaven, we believe as Christians through Jesus Christ, who said He's the way, there's that future promise where there are no challenges, no mountains, no obstacles, no sin, no crying, no weeping, no death, no disease. But what about the kingdom that Jesus announced is at hand? And what about the model prayer He said to all, you should pray like this, thy kingdom come, not let's get out of here and go. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth right now with all the challenges on earth as in heaven. It means it's possible. Betty, what we discovered is that God's kingdom in you is living in His presence in the present. And we got to share this with Beth.
It's exciting. It's very exciting to believe and know that we don't just have to hang in there and wait for that time. Yeah, it's going to be awesome when Jesus returns. But now we can have that overcoming, that joyous kingdom living in today, into now, James. And it can overflow to others. It brings hope. It brings peace. It brings a safety within our own hearts and a joy that's unspeakable.
And we fear no evil because He's with us. We can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and not fear evil. We can see the troubled waters made calm by the power of His manifest presence. And here's the thing. You know, when you first saw the openings of the program, you saw human suffering. You said, what's the answer to that? You are. Yes, you are. God's life and God's love through someone like you totally transform a situation. It's not redistribution of what somebody else might have and we find a way to get and point it in some direction where it may or may not take effect. It's where the compassion connection makes the love and its release reach its intended goal. It's what missionaries do all over the world. That's why Betty and I have been all over the world to see the need that love can meet. And viewers like you have found indescribable joy expressing the power and reality of God's love. Real acts of compassion. I want you to listen to a missionary, a young man we watched become a great athlete and would have represented the nation of South Africa almost unquestionably in rugby. But his father was a missionary and God captured this young man's heart. His name is Esau, Esau Pretorius, and gave him a heart to leave everything to be a missionary. And you know what he says? Because I said, I think you're the greatest Christians on the planet, you missionaries. And Esau and his father, Peter Pretorius, said, no, James. The greatest Christians, the greatest people on the planet are the people who enable us to do what God has led us to address. Listen. Watch.
My dream is that I can travel around my continent, the continent of Africa, and not see children dying anymore. These children are reaching out to us. They're counting on us. They're relying on us. My little boy, he reaches out and grabs my face the same way. He looks at me with different eyes, though, because he, when he grabs my face, there's a look of life in his eyes. There's an expectation and an anticipation of what life's going to be, of everything that he can be. You see it, you sense it, you feel it. When Augusto reaches out to me, what I see is a hand that says, please, just do something. I'm asking you to give Augusto the opportunity that my little Peter has. At 11 months old, to be a child that is not suffering the battle of life and death simply because they were born in the wrong place at the wrong time. Please, you can do it. I know you can, and I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart. Help us save this life and help us save the tens of thousands of lives that Augusto represents. Because life begins here. Life begins with mission feeding.
Boy, I tell you what, Esau, I sure love you. I said 2 years ago, God will really use you. And he is. You know how much you love your children. And I remember when you said to me, James, I just want people to help us stop burying our children all over the continent of Africa. Boy, Betty, we joined him with that hope.
Absolutely.
And we went, Betty and I went, and we knelt beginning, gosh, I mean, you can cut back to when we were kneeling in front of about 1,200 graves that had been dug just a short time. It went on to thousands and thousands, and Betty, we were, you know, we were young, and it was 20 years ago, and I didn't have all the gray in my hair, but I want you to know the broken heart God gave me of those little kids, it's intensified, and we got to see that area right there where all those kids were being buried. We got to see the areas where they were so hungry that they would scrape the bottom of the barrels to get food.
Well, James, we really have been able to see through the years the difference that God is willing and just really eager to make in our own lives. Because you see, I feel like that when you and I have been a part of giving and making the difference between life and death and these children, we've seen it take place. We've seen the results of reaching out and caring. And at the same time, we know that in our lives and in the lives of our friends that have also helped us, that there's challenges in life. There's times when our hearts are brokenhearted over something. Maybe things not going completely right in your life. But at the same time, I know personally that when I've had a situation or brokenness in my own life, that's when God is ready to jump in and take that brokenness that I feel and turn it into a blessing. And James, that's when we can get our focus off of maybe our problems, our challenges, and turn it to someone else. Because I can look at these children and I think, my goodness, my challenge that I'm having is not near. They're fighting for their lives. That's exactly what they're doing. And I can make a difference. I can be a part of changing that for them, because they're waiting for us to give them a choice of life. And we can do that.
And, you know, because we've been able to see the need and know that love can meet it, we've come back and told viewers, because Betty and I could easily say, well, we'll try to take care of a family, or, you know, when you can feed three children for several months for $30, or five for $50, or 10 children for $100, well, we can all do something.
That's right.
But when you see thousands of children, like I was even referencing earlier, that in the very areas where they were burying all these children, mm-hmm. and then out where we would run out of the mix, because once the areas of incredible malnutrition found out there was somebody feeding them, then the lines would increase and the numbers would go beyond what the missionaries anticipated, and we'd run out of food in the barrels, and little kids get in the barrels and scrape it and just try to eat it in those same areas. So you need to understand what love does. See, love doesn't make people, and this is really important to understand, it doesn't make people dependent just upon others without ever thinking that they might be able to do something. You know, we don't just give them fish, we literally teach them to fish. We teach them to grow a crop. In those areas that were hit so hard years ago, because the love of God through people like you, we watched them get strong. We watched them rebuild an aqueduct. One of the families of one of the girls that was killed at Columbine went over and helped rebuild the aqueducts because of their expertise. And that love worked. And then we watched them take machetes, and the stronger men cut out the canals and rebuild old Portuguese plantations until they were growing beautiful crops. And they were feeding hungry people because they love the people in need, and then they were teaching them to grow crops. It's amazing what love does, and this is what we're asking you to do. And I really want you to understand. We're asking you to dial the telephone number there on the screen and take your bank card and use it like a check and make the very best gift you can. If you could help us feed 10 children by making a gift of $100, even consider $125, and enable us to give heat-resistant bowls that our viewers suggested we give. You're the ones that said, let's do that, and the missionaries said, we can't afford it. They said, we'll give them. So we're asking you to consider doing that. If you give a gift of 50 or 30, we'll be able to feed five or three children for the next months, and we want to send you God's kingdom in you, what it means to live in His presence and His power in the present. I mean, heaven's secure. Well, what about His will being done now through us? Well, this is where we release the river of His life toward others. You make that call, you make that gift, you're releasing kingdom effect, kingdom imprint. You are manifesting the love and power of God. We want to show you, because we joined with Beth Moore, to simply share with you what it really looks like to have an understanding of spiritual weight and gravity, keeping everything in place according to God's divine design, makes the whole Bible come alive. And everything around you, you see possibilities more than you see problems. Ask for this series. But would you help us? Would you help us cover children in need with love and meet their needs? Make the best gift you can. You can go online, lifetoday.org, or just dial that number. If you write a check, make it to Life, but tell us what you're sending. Or you can use your bank card like a check.
You can see the skin, how loose the skin is here. It probably weighs 15 pounds. There's not much hope for this child. Thank you.
I want to be an answer to Isaac Pretorius' prayer that you can help those wonderful people stop burying their children. Betty, those little rolled up pieces of burlap or some kind of cloth, that wasn't just something rolled up. It was a precious life in there. The love of somebody's life. And by the way, for the African people, their children are their greatest joy. They don't have all the entertainment distractions and attractions that we have. Betty, I don't know that I've ever seen anything anywhere in the world that touched me any more than that little emaciated child. Tell you, that old crusty looking cover and trying to cover his little skin and bones. God, I wish you could hear what I know God says. Cover him with love. Love covers, never fails. Perfect love casts out fear. A lot of you are full of fear. You say, what am I going to do about this? And what am I going to do about that? Start living in kingdom life and love, and that perfect love casts out fear. I'm so captivated by God. I wish you could hear this. I have so captured the heart of God because I'm captivated by God. And as a result, I'm not intimidated by anything. I don't fear what somebody says or thinks or how they misrepresent or accuse. I don't like it. But I'm telling you, it's love that casts out fear. Release it. Release it. God wants to pour it out on you and pour it out through you. I want to ask every one of you watching, if you just reach out today and dial that number. I mean, we want to send you God's kingdom in you. How to live in his presence in the present, not just how to go to heaven. You got to be born from above to get in the kingdom. What does that look like? But when you're born from above, what does it look like for God's will to be done on earth through you right now? Well, let Beth Moore and Betty and let me help you. I mean, it's awesome what truth does to liberate. They'll ask for the series, but I want you to dial the number. I want you to take your bank card, and here's what I'd like you to do. Just say, God, this may be the most wonderful gift I ever give, because I'm giving the greatest gift I'm giving life. Could you help us take care of 100 kids? Could you help us take care of 10 children? Would you do that? We want to send you the DVDs, CDs, and the study guide and Jim Hilton's book, you know, where heaven literally touches earth. I mean, this supernatural power of God. We want to bless you. But I'm asking you, please, put your arms, God's arms, around some suffering children. Let's cover that little child and others with love. Would you help us take care of as many as you possibly can? You can go online, lifetoday.org. But I'm asking you now, please, join us releasing the love and life of God.
At this very moment, a child is drawing her last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like her throughout Africa face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of 500,000 children throughout remote areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. With previous food reserves gone and Southern Africa facing its worst conditions and food shortage in more than two decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for the feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the God's Kingdom in You audio series and companion scripture guide. James and Betty Robison, along with Beth Moore, inspire you to live every day in the power and presence of God. With your gift of $125 or more to help feed 10 children, you may request both the video DVD and audio series with scripture guide. As a bonus, we'll also send you Jim Hilton's new book, The Supernatural Skyline. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help save the lives of 100 children, and be sure to request the beautiful new Heart of the Father bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online.
Africa, what an incredible place. What beautiful people. Their fight for survival. Oh, how they fight for life. But every 6 seconds, a child here is losing that fight. It's not right. such injustice. Every 6 seconds, malnutrition takes another child here. It seems hopeless. Is it hopeless? Every 6 seconds. God, what are you saying here? What is your heart for this situation? Every 6 seconds. You're bigger than this. I know your arms are long enough. Every 6 seconds. Rescue them. We have to rescue them. What is my part? Another child. We have to stop it. It's not hopeless. It can't be hopeless. But another one. This isn't an incurable disease. It's food. It's so simple. It's food. God, if there's anywhere in the world that your heart runs to, I know this is it. These innocent children. Oh, how you love them. We can do this. I know it's your will. We can do this.
Please, help us turn back the clock.
Every 6 seconds. Gone? All right, look. It'll only take you a matter of minutes to get up from wherever you are and say, okay, I'm gonna get a bank card. A lot of times you use that bank card you wish you hadn't. Well, this is one time I can promise you you'll be glad you did, because you should always use it like it's a check, just a plastic check. I want you to get it, or get a check and make it to Life, but call us and tell us that you're sending it. And you say, well, why do I need to let you know? James, why do I need to call you? Because we've got to let the missionaries know. They're either empty-handed with a broken heart, or they go with a broken heart, manifesting the kingdom presence and power of God's love, but empty-handed. So they just live with a broken heart. Or we can put something in their hands if they can get into the lives of these children and their families and nourish them. And then you don't ever have to wonder, do these missionaries tell them about God's love? Absolutely. Do they share Jesus with? Absolutely. You say, well, would you help them if you couldn't? Absolutely. Because God's love knows no barrier. And we can show people God's love, and oftentimes must. The whole world's waiting. They've heard the defense and discussion of the love of God. They just haven't seen kingdom reality, living in His presence, in the present. They haven't seen disciples of Christ. They've seen church folks a lot of times, like kind rather than Christ kind. The missionaries are going to show them Christ kind. They're going to meet them like Jesus did the woman at the well when He talked to her about water. That was her need. And then He changed her life totally. So she wanted everybody to know. This is the way we approach them on the mission field. You make it possible. Don't let the missionaries be empty-handed. Put something in their hands. That's why we need to know. We've got to let the missionaries know, yes, somebody just fed 10 more children. They just gave us the ability to pass this on to you, our five, our three children, a gift of 30. You may say, that's awfully small. It may be huge to you. It's going to be indescribably large to those children and their families. Please make that life-giving call. Would you do that? We want to send you God's kingdom in you, because you're beginning to express it even as you give life right now. And I thank you for doing it.
At this very moment, a child is drawing her last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like her throughout Africa face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of 500,000 children throughout remote areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. With previous food reserves gone and Southern Africa facing its worst conditions and food shortage in more than two decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for the feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the God's Kingdom in You audio series and companion scripture guide. James and Betty Robison, along with Beth Moore, inspire you to live every day in the power and presence of God. With your gift of $125 or more to help feed 10 children, you may request both the video DVD and audio series with Scripture Guide. As a bonus, we'll also send you Jim Hilton's new book, The Supernatural Skyline. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help save the lives of 100 children, and be sure to request the beautiful new Heart of the Father bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online. In their eyes are stories you and I cannot fathom. The pain of relentless hunger. The slow death that it brings. Fear of who it will take next. But in their eyes, we see hope. Do you see it? How about now? It's the power of love changing lives, one bowl of food at a time. Don't miss out on the joy of it.
I do want to thank all of you that are able to give and to share and to give of your heart to help these children. Thank you so much.
And you know, we're excited about putting in your hands, and I try to make sure you understand this. We don't just see you as a means to an end. I mean, you obviously are the potential release of love and life toward others. We want that. But you see, our interest, as God's interest, is just as great toward you. I mean, many people say, why do you present Beth Moore every week? Because that's living water. She's incredibly effective as she teaches women in conferences all over the world, and a great author. That's water for the thirsty. Why do we bring in guests that talk to you about life on Life Today? Because we want you to have life today. We want you to get God's kingdom in you revealed, living in His presence right now. Because we care about you, and we want you to understand what God has for you, in store for you, as you literally move into the center of His will. Thank you for your help. Please, if you get busy, you dial until you get through. So important that we know, so we can tell the missionaries, 3 more children, 5, 10, whatever you can do. Thank you so very much for sharing His love and real life.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.